Tomorrow night it starts the 3 weeks. First, the word of the 3 weeks. It's the wisdom of Korosh of the Shkula Lekha when they're shunning him down from the Sadigoin. It's really possible in Daniel and Paragiyot that Daniel, he fasted Shloshish Shvuim Yomim. He fasted 3 weeks. Therefore, he called it the 3 weeks. It told me down the end of Kuptun Aleph, the word of the Shloshish Shvuim is from the Daniel. Another lashon we call the 3 weeks is Beina Mitzarim. The word Beina Mitzarim is a pasuk in Eichel, third pasuk that says Beina Mitzarim. What does that mean? So it's brought down the Medrash, explains the word Mitzarim, the word Tzar, Tzaris. So between Tzaris, we have two Tzaris. We have the beginning of 3 weeks, we have the Tzar of the Shavasa Batamnis. In the end of the 3 weeks, we have the Tzar of Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah in Tainus and Chavavim Bey says that five Tzaris happened on Shavasa Batamnis. One thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Second thing, that the Talmud was Mevatel in the first place, Mikdash on Shavasa Batamnis. Not after Talmud, but all Kabbalists, they broke into the base of Mikdash by the second base of Mikdash. A fourth thing is they burned Sefer Torah on Shavuos v'Tamis, and a fifth thing is that they hung up at Selim in the Heichel. Five different things. The Mishnah brings down over there, Lalocha, the person doing Shvur Shechalboi of Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av is Chal, a person should not take a haircut or not wash his clothing. The Gemara does bring down the Machlokes when is it Chal, the Gemara 3 Mandiyomim, either the Indian of washing your clothing or taking a haircut, either it's from Rosh Chodesh till Tisha B'Av or Man Yomer. Another Man Yomer is a whole entire Chodesh Av. The third Man Yomer is Shvur Shechalboi. But there's no Shita in any Gemara that says it's Indian about the 3 weeks to knowing any meaning of Elis. There's no Makar at all. The whole Gemara is only from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. From the Mishnah or the Gemara, there's no Makar in the Bible of the Yishalmi that says anything about the Indian of being Machmer during 3 weeks, any Minhagi of Avelis. However, the Goyim of Asadi going and onwards to Shainim and Botan Shulchan Aruch has Minhagim to be Machmer during the 3 weeks. The first, since it's only a Minig, so even though it's only a Minig, a person should not take the Indian of Minig lightly, as it's brought down from the Chassam Sofer in Yodea and Simukov Zayin. He says that even though it's a Minig, this case is talking about over there by Chol of Akum, the Loch is by Chol of Akum. If they, let's say there's no behemoth tmei is around, so the advar says you can be mekel, and the other shem says be machmer because that's chol machmer or always machmer. So the Chassam Sofer says by every minig that he says if it's an isra banon of not drinking chol vakum, so fine, it's also. However, if it's only also in some minig, this kula is maybe the chumro because anytime you have a minig and you machmon is an isra what of neder, an isra rice of neder, and brings down the ran and dorm that ches. It says when the Rom Mutorim Vachem Nogum Bahem Isser, the Ran and Dorm Navches says any Minhagay Precious, we have to be Machmed Nichol and Nidek Tzedaka, and not even Isser Vadaraisa. So even Chuba over there is saying that when it's an Isser, the Rabbanon, let's say of Chol Akum, it's only the Rabbanon. However, let's say it's only a Minig, that's even worse, that says even the Daraisa. So it comes out there in 3 weeks, all the Minhagim, even though it's not that's from the Gemara, or it's nowhere from the Gemara, only from the Goyim and onwards, that's a Minig. Kundach Sam Soifel Lechura should be an Isser Reis of Neder of Nidre Mitzvah. There is the Bikr Yosef in Yerodeh, Sim Rishadal, it says only Rabbanon. Ramosh and Shuva in Chelk Aleph in Yerodeh, Sim Kukhov Zayin, says also all Minhagim that were Machmim is only Rabbanon. It's Machloikis, but certainly any Minig is Machloikis, whether it's Rabbanon or Dereisel. So we make all sound a Minig Stam, it's a Minig Ba'alma, but it can't be Makel. If the Olam learned the Gemara Adam and Daf Tezvav, over there it says, Derabbanon, Farsh Me'etzik, Ayin Shem. So first, what is the minig of doing the 3 weeks? So I'm going to go in the order of Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simen, Tav, Kuf, and Aleph. It goes through all the lachas of 3 weeks, including Tisha B'Av. I'm only, of the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, I'm only going to speak about Dafka the 3 weeks and not the 9 days. Only 3 weeks, it's enough to cover. And we'll go through each halacha, the Proteus. First in Sefez, it says, our mob brings down, Noikin lahachmash ein noisim me shavasa betamas ve'elach adach adishbav. This minig, not to get married from shavasa betamas and onwards. The Mishavu explains that to whether you have children or not, even if you have no children. And it means even with anasuda, marriage in and of itself is a simcha, whatever other people tell you otherwise, Mishavu says it's a simcha to get married. Now, this is out of marriage. What about erisin? So the machab himself says erisin is mutter even on tishbav itself. Erisin is mutter. However, Bezman Azer, we don't do Erisin. We do Erisin, but on the same day of the Nesu'un. Erisin is what? Harei Amikdash Shli. And Nesu'un is Chuppah Yichud. What about Avart? Can you have Avart during the 3 weeks? Or Shidduchim? Can you make a Shidduch during the 3 weeks? So the Sharetzin brings down from El Rabba and the Derech Chaim that Sidus Shidduchim have a mitzvah because Kamoy Sidus Erisin. You're allowed to make Avart during the 3 weeks. nothing 9 days, but during 3 weeks it's mutter. Why? It's a suddus mitzvah, just like erusin. There is a Mishnah Brura in Simur Reish, but Matas brings down a prima godim that's not a mitzvah. Chura, the Mishnah Brura says to himself. However, at least Laloch over here, after 3 weeks, the Mishnah Brura is mekel and says, you'll have a vort, it's a suddus mitzvah, and then you'll have a mekel. What? Both times he read the word Shidduchim. He says the same words. Both times he says the word Suda, both times he's talking about Suda. By what we have, oh, it's time to have cake, that even in the 9 days is Mutter Mishnah Brura says. It's time to have cake, that's not a Suda, that's Mutter always. But even to have a Suda in 3 weeks, that's also Mutter. But some cake, you have to know how much cake is cake and how much cake is Suda. But cake is Mutter, and Suda is Mutter only during the 9 days, and in 3 weeks is Mutter even a Suda. What about to have, let's say, tomorrow night Shavuos B'Talmud, so I'd like to get married tomorrow night. So Moshe has a tshuva about it, and he writes, showing him when exactly did the 3 weeks start. You can clarify every single case that they have a minute to be machmir 3 weeks. When does Shavuos B'Talmud start? Does it start the Thursday morning by the Tonis, or does it start the night before? So brings down Machlokes, Tolin Shachiyon, in other cases, when does the 3 weeks start? It says, Tzorich Yish Lachul, Tzorich Vimekel Nechasnes. If you look around our invitations, I think even hanging up in Yeshiva, that are going to be Chasnes tomorrow night. That's a Moshe Shita. The Ar Machmir, we say it's also totally, across the board, it's always also. However, the Aruch HaZabedin says, from the Chaim Knievsky, that's Mutu, if you have the Chuppah during the day, during the Tazayin, and you have the Chasna at night. So you see, there are people on the random invitations, they say Chuppah is during the day. I saw one someone told me, you saw an invitation, it says even the Suda is during the day. I'm not sure why the Suda also has to be during the day, but the Aruch HaZabedin is Lo Yivzayin. And it's Mutu, again, according to Moshe, the whole Tzorech Yish Lokal and everything. Another person can say, no, the Chuppah has to be during the day. So what's really negated is, let's say the Sfaradim who are not machmur in this Indian for 3 weeks for a chasno, and they only machmur from Rosh Chodesh Av, what about they get married, let's say next week, can you go to the chasno? Well, for you, no, it's also. For you, the chasno is a minig, it's also, you can sing and dance in music, can you go to the chasno? So the Menashe Klein, the Shuvah, and the Chelek Vav, and the Shuvah San Hogus, they both say, Mi'ikah din avadah smutter. Once they're doing something which you are masking as mutter, make it, it's only minig ba'alma, and they're doing something as mutter, avadi, you can go mishat in the simcho, you can go hear the music, you can go dance, there's no iser. Rosh Tumach ends off roilim noyeh, it's better to hold back if it's not nikkur that you're not dancing, only if it's not nikkur. However, mikkur din, avadi, you can be mishatif with the b'nei svad, and avadi can go dance with them.
To hold back from dancing or
not? No, he says roilim noyeh, I don't say exactly what. But his case is roilim noyeh if it's not nikkur. If you don't show up, it'll be nikkur. Yeah, let's go where you were. But if not Nick, it's Oilem Noya. But that's only Rosh Tumach. Menashe Klein doesn't say that. And again, the Locha Avad is Mutter Gom Mishtatif. Another Locha is brought down in the Mishtavu on the same Sif, in Sifkor and Tazayin, is Rikidim Umachelus Meshavos Betamus Ve'eluch Arasar. To dance and to have drums, Meshavos Betamus are also a few below Erison. It's time to have drums or to dance is also, and the Megodim says, all Klei Zemer, all music is also Asar. Now, first, let's say a person plays music for Parnassah. Let's say he plays for Goyim, or even he plays for Sfadi Chasna. There's a motive for him to play music. So that would be Halacha says in Sif Beis that for Parnassah it's motor until Rosh Chodesh. Parnassah is the only motor. There's no issa at all. Why? Because the only issa is Al Simcha. Nothing Al Simcha. No, that's Parnassah. Parnassah is the only motor until Rosh Chodesh, or something would say until Shavuos Shechalvoy. What about you learning, taking piano lessons or guitar lessons or any lessons? Is it mutter also during 3 weeks? So Sharon Maturin Balocha brings down from Ram Shik. Again, if it's for Parnassah because you're learning lessons to get a job later on, then Avada it's mutter. However, you're doing it stam because you want to take lessons, that is also during 3 weeks. Because if you're doing it stam, there's no real reason to do it, it's also. But Moshe says the same thing by Sphere, and Lachor should be the same thing by Beit HaMitzrayim. Now, Kli Zemer, listening to music. What's the Halacha listening to music during 3 weeks? That's Mechelis. Mechelis is called drums. Any drums are also in 3 weeks. Let's return fun also. We'll see other cases maybe later on while we will be mutter. Now, Kli Zemer, stop listening to music general. So what about all year round? So the Gemara in Gittin, Davzayinam and Aleph, the Gemara says that a person should not listen to music. After the Churban should not listen, in the Pasuk, you bring down, after Samach Yisrael or Gil Ba'amim. A person should not listen to music. It's brought down Halacha, in Tovkov Samach, and Chabbah says, וכן גוזר שלא ינגן בקלישיר בכל מיני זמר בכל משמיע קול של שיר לשמח בהם. A person all year round cannot listen to any tape, any music, any guitar, nothing being played. However, the Ramah says, ויש אוימים דווקא מי שרוגל בהם. The only time there's issa to listen to music all year round, if you ruggle to it, כגויים מלאכם שאוינדם ושייכם מקלישיר, like kings who get up and go to sleep with music, אוי בבייס נשתו. So you have מחלוקס מחמד אמור, when you're allowed to listen to music all year round, not just בין המצרים, but all year round, when you're allowed to listen to music. מחמד says all year round, you're not allowed to listen to music. And the Ramah says, you're not allowed to it all year round, only when you wake up and go to sleep with it, if you ruggle to it, the base mishta. So I think it's known that Moshe was very machmer. Moshe told everyone in America, you should not listen to music all year round. He held like the Mechaber Meikar Adin. It's not only around Moshe that held this way, but the Chayodim exam, only the Mechaber, the Kishulchan Aruch exam, the Mechaber, the Mogad Avram, the Ali Rabba, the Meshavua, the Bach, they all seem to pass like the Mechaber very clearly. The Loch is all year round, a person should not listen to music. The Heineken Poskin, Yom Zilu Paskins, the Yatsi Paskins, Shlomazal Malichas, Shloim and Tefillah, he also says, every Bnei Torah, Roy Lochash, the Shita's the Mechaber. So every person in the Ba'etzim should be Choshish, the Mechaber Shita, and never listen to music. Choritz also, it's a Gemara and Dav Zayin in Gittin, and Mechaber Paskin, and again, the Gedolim Paskin this way to Choshish for this Shita. All music. Everything, across the board. Again, the Moshe says clearly, every tape you should not listen to. All year round. He says he knows the minigs against him. But he says, he says that you should not listen to music all year round. Again, this is Sire Moshe in America, Sire Bishlom Zalman over here, Benjamin Zilva and Bnei Brak, anywhere ever you find. Well, again, the Mokadram, the Ali Rava, the Mishra Brua, Bach, all. Who's matter? Ramah. Yad Ramah. Who else is with him? Only one other person I found, that Sitzel Yez and the Chelik Tez Vov, says you should not go against the Minig. Kvav will call upon themselves the Minig Ramah. So the Minig Olam is this way, it's Ramah and it's Eliezer. Otherwise, I'm not sure. But so the Minig Shem Mekel, the Lashon Shom Zalm is Bnei Torah, Roy Lachos, she's not listening to music all year round. So now even on those who are hold like Ramah, who say it's more to listen to music all year round, Seb Shom Zalm, however, his case is to wake up with an alarm clock that has music, he says even according to Ramah, that's also. Rav Ozer writes in Shuvah, and the Shlomazal will say, you wake up to music, that's also, that's even the Ramah's holds also. Or you have a base mishnah, you have Chavim get together, eat a meal, have music in the background, even the Ramah holds is also. Or if you ruggle to music, even the Ramah holds is also. He's maskim, it's also. Shlomazal says, if you put on an alarm clock, then there's music, that's wake up to music, and that's nifl in the words of the Ramah. And Rav Ozer says the same thing. Rav Ozer, you can go talk to me. That's a marshal, but Shlomo Zalman says, true, is marshal, Misha Rogel Bayam Kigoyim? Does the wife put on music? Did our talk station just swim? So make sure you leave your station on the talk station. On whatever they have, whatever talk station they have. Oh, we got step by step. What's based mishtois? So it sounds like any getting together, any chaverim, any losh mishabur, losh lama pishu ala yain. That's the case of yain is the base mishnah. But I know others are machmir, meaning anything getting together. Like the word base mishnah means dafka yain. But that's all year round. Now what about svira or ben mitzarim, the 3 weeks? So Moshe writes, he knows even though the olam does not like him, however, in 3 weeks, everyone agrees it's also to listen to music. All tapes, radios, everything is also to listen to. There's no chiluk whether it's live or dead, you now listen to it. Now let's say a person sings a song with his mouth, the pez mutter. That's mutter. Let's say he sings it and now he tapes it and now he pushes play. Now what's singing it? It's a kli zemer. Singing with the pez mutter, a kli is also. What about a tape that you push play that has people singing with their mouth and not without kalim? Is that also that mutter? Because that's now being a song played with a kli. So the Divya Yatsiv, the Kleinsberger, and the Chaim Chalik Beis, he's Mesopik, he closes the Shailu. Alochur, Rav Vosner says he has a Rambam, that says Osir, and you can't listen to tapes, Chur Losh and Shulchan Aruch, they can't listen to tapes, it's Nichol and the Isser of Kleizemer, they're all tapes of Kleizemer, and who didn't also, the Tzitzel Yezer says that way, Bein HaMetzor, Mishri Machma, also not listening to tapes, even though it's only a Kleiva of the Peh. That's also Ben Yom and Zilba, also Paskins. However, Moshe and Shuvah, and the Sharim and Malacha both say, listening in the case of radio or tapes, they say that anything kli peh, anything that's a peh, that goes in a kli, still is din of a peh. So first, all year round we have this machlokes, and also we have this machlokes also specifically during the 3 weeks, listening to songs, a song by Per, is it nichel and kli or not kli? If you go to the next to yeshiva mirror, the swamp store next to the yeshiva, they play music during the year, songs that were not without music, kli zemer, it was only people singing. Who is calling this machlokes? If it's mutter, it's also. Moshe
holds it all year round?
Moshe's music, no, Moshe holds it's nichel and Per is mutter all year round.
In the 3 weeks, he's also
matter. During Pair, he's also matter, yeah. Statistically, the knowledge of music. Statistically, as a Machalik, that says all year round, Nichol than Pair, and then Sphere is than Kli. He's the one's Machalik between the two. He wants to say that, more like you, there's more music. Sphere or Ben Amitzar, he says, he says as a halacha of a kliyafi machmer, v'chein nog, he writes, v'chein noigim, and he says that all year round there's dinner of parents mutter. But it could be machalik the two, but again, it's machalik is what exactly is singing the pair on a tape, what it is. Now, what about, let's say you're listening to news on the radio, and in between they have songs. Do you have to shut it, lower it to that point? No, you're really listening to the news and not listening to the music. So the shonen tzurim b'halacha, in Simon Kufra Beis, he writes, since Reif Tashmishri, you're doing it for the news, Agav, there's music in between, so what? You're not listening to the music, you're coming to listen to the news. The Shevet Alevi of Rosner in Chelches, he quotes Sha'arim Tzurim Balacha, he says, what are you talking about? So what? If you're coming to listen to the news, Maizah, right now listen to music, the music itself, the Etzim is also, and therefore he holds, even in between, you have to shut it down. Agav writes over there, Rahmol Islam, people listen to news on the radios, and the body shouldn't have it, but if you do, the Maisa, you still should not listen to music in between. What about a person who is sad, depressed, he's not listening to music all year round or during Bein HaMetzarim? So the Ravozan Shuvan Chelches, he writes, not only should you, it's a mitzvah to him to listen to it, it takes him out of his atzvus, and therefore Vati should do it. And the Sefer Le'er Le'ibol, the Yisr of Shlomo Zalman, the Shlomo Zalman says the only Yisr of listening to music is only on Simcha. And the Vada, the person sad, who is case over there, is an Isha, who is alone in the house, and she wants to hear a call in the background, she shouldn't feel like she's alone, Avada should listen to music. The Vayatsev also says the same thing, a person depressed, is Nichol Nirfuah, and Avada person, or an Isha, or any person who's alone in the house, who wants it, they're not doing it on Simcha, they are allowed to listen to music. So the person say again, if you need it, it's mutter, because you're not doing it out simcha, the lashon of the mechaber. They're doing it more out in of it's time out fool, and that is mutter. Sorry. Some talking about the different tshuvas about all year round and 3 weeks. The thing about the voice is talking about both.
Travel.
What is the music? You're doing it to stay up or what?
Enjoyment.
So all year round.
I heard people say.
Why?
What?
Music that's in the simcha. Unless you say it's, you can listen to the lot of Torah tapes you can listen to, or the, you can listen to this, songs that are said. What? So then that's because Knefesh, I don't know. Then we should be driving some. What?
Put on static.
Put on static and stay up. No, if you get used to it after a while. Fine. Next halacha is again. This starts Chasnik Lizemer. What about Sheva Brachas? This person, let's say, got married before the 3 weeks, and now Sheva Brachas during the 3 weeks. So just mentioned the three shitas of what the halachas of Sheva Brachas is, again, what to do with Yatei Sekirov. But there are three different shitas. One is the Moshe and Mishnah halachas. The Menashe Klein say everything is mutter, Sai Klizem is mutter, Sai Rekidim is mutter, Sai Machel is mutter, everything is mutter. Then there's a second shita that holds that music, the Klizemer is also, however Rekidim Machel is mutter. That's what Rav Sternbach holds, and the Avnei Yashba brings down from the Yashiv. And there's a shita that holds everything is also, that's a Vos and the Oz, and the Orchis Abeinu holds everything is also. Three shitas, either everything is also, everything is mutter, or only Klizemer is also, and Rekidim Machel is mutter. People do different things during Sheva Brachas, and the Vada, you can make a machal against them, but what to do, you have to ask your Rav. My next halacha, in Tavkuf from the Malach again, in Sif Dalet, is brought down from the Ramah. Noikim lahachim v'tchilas v'shchoydish l'nikivus, for washing clothing v'machim from v'shchoydish, aval taspoir is taking haircuts, noikim lahachim v'shivosu betamnes. Taking haircuts, the minute between machim v'fum shivosu betamnes. Now, tomorrow night, there's always every year people forget either to shave or take haircuts. They'll take a haircut tomorrow night. So first tomorrow night happens to be Thursday, which Thursday is a Yehuda Chosid and Mishavu brings down in Simon Reish Samach that you should not take a haircut ever on Thursday. It's not for Kovidik, huda chassid, you shouldn't do it. But let's say you don't have this minigah of huda chassid.
When it's
night is Thursday, right? It's Yom Hei. If huda chassid is Yom Hei. Thursday is Friday already. It starts going back in 3 days. The third day. So it's not like Shabbos start going and taking haircut on Thursday, which is Wednesday night, because it starts going back on Shabbos. So it's not, if you're after Bidu Chassid, there are Paiskim who say, but it depends if you're a descendant of him or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's this lot, which Rubin's out from Bidu Chassid, it could be a Taz brings down also. Mishmur says Yeshu Nagim, the Sphere is Mishmur by Sphere.
Mishmur
is down with Bidu Chassid. I got it wrong, I'm sorry. Take it back. You're right. You should start taking a haircut to Al-Sataz on Thursday. The Rida Chos talking about Erev Chodesh, something else totally different. The Rida Chos talking about Erev Chodesh, you shouldn't take a haircut. And the Taz said you shouldn't take a haircut on 3 days before, and it starts going back on Shabbos. The Behetiv brings down Macholkim. He doesn't have Macholkis about it. That's, he wants to be more than Hedron, says you are allowed to. I'm sorry, you're right. Chodesh. I'm fine. Rida Chos said, it's a Chodesh, and the Taz, which the Behetiv brings down, the Shemot does not bring down, only the Behetiv brings down, you shouldn't take a haircut 3 days beforehand. Sorry. Let's say you're like chosh for the Taz. But let's say you're not chosh for the Taz, but hate him something is down. Cholkin, can take a haircut tomorrow night. Again, the 3 weeks start or not. So Moshe again in Shuvah, he talks about, he says, his words out, Letzorich Godel Yish Lachol. Only Letzorich Godel. By Chasin, he says, Letzorich Yish Lachol. By haircut, Letzorich Godel. Therefore, and the Cholkin will hold the Sefer Koyalai Moyed or Piskei Shuvah, because the Cholkin will hold it also totally take a haircut tomorrow night. Therefore, a Vada person should try to take a haircut or shave before tomorrow night, and even according to Moshe, only Tzara Godel is a Tzara Godel if anyone here must stomach or not. So to be Mekel Yishl Ayin, when is it from? Is from Shkia or Tzeis? Luchu is a minute to be Mekel from Tzeis and onwards, but I'm not sure.
Why should
we? What? When the Loch of the 3 weeks starts, Machloikis. When all the Loch of the Moshe brings down Machloikis, when does the Taina start? Does the Taina start the night before and accept a Mekel of fasting, or the Taina Betzim starts in the morning? Machloikis Yishonim. So the Bialocha brings down the all Tanaisim have the lochas of the 9 days, I think. All the, he says, Shorts of Batamis, yeah, all the lochas like the 9 days. Yesh Lachmash, Shorts of Batamis, and Vesel Batavis, Kumarish Chodesh Adat Tainis. All Tanaisim have the lochas of the 9 days. So whatever the loch of the 9 days are, Lachur who did the Shorts of Batamis, Vesel Batavis. What? No, the luchur during the day, at night, you should, like, could be something that say machoikis. When does it start? No, it doesn't say nefesh. After yishla hachmer, the question brings down to be machmer. Kids brings down to be machmer. On nefesh, no, that's something else. But stam of the four chumos of eating and drinking and sicha and that's something else. He writes shavos betamis or betavis. You want all tainis esther? I don't know. Chitza is something else. That's the chitza. That's the shaytzi in Tovkuf from now. That's the other bal nefesh gemachmer. That's a different shayla. I hear. His words, kasha. I don't know. It's kasha in the Mishabru, and I don't know. Fine. This is again. I'll take haircuts. Well, let's say a person's a barber. Is he allowed to give haircuts to a person who's, let's say, a Sfardi? So first, the person's a barber, let's say, to give a goy is mutter, to be a lochon, simen bey says, anything with tzarech panoso is mutter until Rosh Chodesh. If you're doing it as panoso, as hefzid, you're allowed to do it until Rosh Chodesh. But the Ashkenazi, you're allowed to give a haircut to a Sfardi. So the Kintoyim and Chelik Vav says, it's nichlun panoso, and about it's mutter. However, he says, what you should do is put on the sign, I'm only being mekabel until Rosh Chodesh Sfardim. Why? Because that's Mars Ayin or Shash. He says, Toy Vahachma to do that. Make a doing, don't say you really have to. But the best thing to do that is Shash, you put on the door, what? So it's Machalis as Shulash Chalboy. The Mishabur says until Rosh Chodesh, you'd be Machmer. Until Rosh Chodesh can make over Panoso. Yeah, but the way Ashkenazi can give a haircut, Ashkenazi can only give a haircut until Rosh Chodesh. Because Al Shulash had to Panoso only until Rosh Chodesh. The issue is to get your hair cut, Pashtus.
So if you're cutting someone else's
hair, that doesn't have to move. So why should we also?
No.
There is a, and by giving your hair cut to Ktanim, the Mishmur brings down Machloikis, kids less than 6 years old, you have to give hekka to or not. So he brings down one sheet that says even less than six, because the issur is al agmus nefesh, and one man yom holds no, only more than six, the issur is al chinuch. So if it's al agmus nefesh, it's the one's giving the haircut. If it's al chinuch, it's the one getting the haircut. Mishmur brings down 2 days, it's not machriya. So it sounds like really it's machloikis if it's the one giving or the one getting. But again, the Kinitari says only to Rosh Chodesh's mutter. Well, let's say a person wants to take a haircut because he's going to a job, he loses money, he loses panos. So again, as panos, the bialacha says mutter to Rosh Chodesh. Panos, as hefsid, hefsid is always mutter. Panos is only mutter to Rosh Chodesh. But as hefsid moment, you can lose your job, or people will not, you can lose, you have a hefsid moment, then you'll not do it until Shmuel Shechalboi. That's what Moshe writes in Tshuva, who did the Shoran Tzuyim Balacha. Let's say you're going to a job, they'll only laugh at you. They'll laugh at you, make fun of you, why do you have a 5-day growth? But you're not going to lose money. Most times you go to a job, they're not going to fire you because you have a 5-day growth. You just tell them, that's my minig, that's my halacha. So are you allowed to get a haircut then? So Moshe says no. Moshe says the only time you have a heter to get a haircut is al hefsid moment, al panoso, but you have no heter to get a haircut of people going to laugh at you. L'chor, that'll be also. Another halacha that's brought down. Now until now, all these halachas were be'ikah and mege'ah to Ashkenazim. All the halachas from now on in is going to be chumras that even the Sfaradim, even the Mechaber brings down. Even though the Olam says that the halacha of 3 weeks don't apply to the Sfaradim, it's not true. The Sikam halachas that the Mechaber brings down also apply to the Sfaradim. In Siftes, it says, Yesh noregim shlo'echol boser v'lelish just yayin. The minig zati boser yayin v'shabazu. Some say dafka during the week. Yesh mesifim v'shchodesh adatainis. Yesh mesifim v'shavoser v'tamis. The Mechaber brings down that some people are minig not to eat boser, not to drink wine from v'shavoser v'tamis. Mekor is from Rabosher Meiloniel, it says this thing, and the Torah says, Minig of Ashkenazim are the Echidim of Machmer, however the Kulam Klaisel, the Ashkenazim themselves are only Machmer from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. And that's how the Meshavua brings down Lalacha, which should be Machmer from Rosh Chodesh, including Rosh Chodesh and onwards, and only Echidim are Machmer to Ibosav Yain, not Ibosav Yain from Shavosav Batamas. Another Lalacha is brought down in the Chab in Siftez Zayin, Ishish Noigim. People have a minig to fast every day of the 3 weeks during the day, avada, not at night, and the minig to fast every single day. And that's what it says Daniel in Parakur, that Daniel himself, he fasted for 3 weeks. So should a person do that or not? So Mishabur brings down that Tamachochum avada is not kedai. Tamachochum who is in yeshiva should not try to be machmir for this minig. Why? Because the avada will be might from lecha shemayim. Because it's not possible a person to fast not to take away his koyach. And any chanami, he won't be able to learn as well or do his melech shemayim. And the bnei yeshiva should not be machmer taking on this minig. Shai Tshuva over there says, who did it from the Rajbo, that's the reason why we're not machmer with bosav yayin. Because anyone who's misag of his atzmoy, not to eat bosav yayin during the 3 weeks, also the might himself, his words are, from understanding Torah of al-Svaro, la'amid al-Torah of al-Svaro. What does that mean? Maybe it means somebody eats bosav yayin every day. Because people can go without bosav yayin. He's lying, but he said that's the reason why you're not machmir with bosav yayin, because also if you don't eat bosav yayin, you hold back from understanding Torah and Svara. Another halacha is brought down the Mechaber in Sifyud Zayin is totally zorim aloy meshachyonu bein mitzarim. First should be machmir, not say shachyonu during the 3 weeks. So the Mishabur brings down cholkim. However, he's choishes for it. Not say shachyonu. He says on Shabbos avada you can be meichel and say shachyonu during the 3 weeks. But Vosna the Paskin is like the Rizal and says no, we should not say shachyonu even during the 3 weeks on Shabbos. So the machlokes on Shabbos, it can be meikel or not. Mishabur says it can be meikel, but in the 3 weeks itself, the Mechaber says toiv lazar, and you should not say shachianu. Mechaber Sif Yudcha says tzorch lazar me shavosa b'tamis a test ba'ov shoylelech yichidi midal shoyis and test shoyis. Person has to be careful not to go alone in the street from the fourth hour of the day till the ninth hour of the day. Why? Mishum shabhem ketiv meriri shaylit. Why? Because a ketiv meriri shaylit. What is that? There's a pasuk in Azinu. The pasuk says ketiv meriri. Rashi explains in the pasuk meriri is the name of a shade. A shade is ketiv kotsu. There's a shade during this time who rules over us and controls us, shaylit upon us, and therefore a person cannot go yechidi during this time, from the fourth hour to the ninth hour. What is the fourth hour to ninth hour? The Bialacha says it means from the end of the fourth to the end of the ninth. Mokhevam brings down Shitas holds the beginning of the fourth to the end of the ninth, which is basically, he said the beginning of the fourth, which is my Kriyashma, which I think is my 15, 920, according to the Mokhevam. And the end of the fourth is a half hour after Minchon Gdolah, which is like 420. You cannot call Yechidi. The Gemara says in the Pesachim Kufid Aleph and Beis about Ketuv Meiri, when she shaylit, he says from a Shchodesh Tamos until Tez Zayin Tamos, he is shaylit for sure. From a Shavasa Tamos and onwards till Tisha B'Av, it's only a Safek. Therefore, the Bialacha says Shbi Machmo and Nakol Yechidi, even from a Shchodesh Tamos all the way until Tisha B'Av, Shnakol alone. And the shayla is, how can a person not go alone? If you go from lunch to your deer back and forth by yourself, Lachu, it's going to be Chidi. How can you go be Chidi? It's going alone. And everyone does. So the Din of Anhagas from the Chaznish, with the Aruch HaShulchan over here, they say that this halacha, also the Bachacha, the Ish Lavon, the Bachacha, he says this halacha of going Yechidi is dafka in the city, in the ear. However, the Isser is dafka down the city. In the city, it's mutter. Going in the city of Adas mutter. Going, let's say, you go in Tiyul, and you go take a hike somewhere, and then you're alone, that is what the Shulchan Aruch said, Tzorech Lezor, you have to be machben not to go alone. So go in Tiyul and go by yourself, without anybody, by yourself, the Chur, that's also to do it, from the 4th hour to the 9th hour. Mechaber and Zof, with Alocho.
That's the city, because there's people there.
In different places it sounds different ways. You look in the Chaznish, the Chashulchan says it's a din of the city, those are the words. Bachacha sounds like a din of people over there. He says, depends if Yishuv or not Yishuv. But the Chaznish, the words are a city. No, Yisham is fine, but people go into Yulim on hikes, so go alone, certainly you can't. Yeah, go with a friend, it's not Yechidi, two people. Fine. The Mechaber ends off with Halacha. Vayakal Talmidim b'yom Rahim. A person that cannot hit Talmidim during these days. Hit your Talmidim. Lav dafka Talmidim, the Kitzur says, Levosh Kavachayim, means even you should not hit your children. What does it mean you should not hit them? When does it mean? Machlokes, it means, Prima Godim says it means you should not hit from the 4th hour to the 9th hour. The stipler was machmir not to hit all day. What does it mean to hit? Does it mean dafka with the tzua? Or does it mean with your hand? Does it mean a sakono? Or does it mean even not sakono? It's machlokes, not poiskim. Well, whoever hits the bet, not a geir, because no one here hits anyway. So it's really, you don't have children, you don't have talmidim. So the halach is not a geir, but you have to be careful not to hit. After the joke, to hit people, that I don't know. I didn't see anywhere. Could be the poiskim didn't understand it. But I don't know. Maybe Yafi Machmin, maybe not. Maybe it's self Sakona, self Sakona Yafi Machmin, I don't know. Meshavu b'gzan nov alocha. Mechin yizaru b'yom elu sholelech b'icham letzel. A person has to be careful not to go between sun and shade. Not go between sun and shade. When it also seems to be dark in the 4th hour to the 9th hour. Now what does that mean? It sounds like it means a person cannot go from the sun to the shade. So if so, he has a kasha. How can you ever walk in the street, the trees and the buildings, they walk from sun to shade, sun to shade? What does it mean? So the Sefer Koyal Moed, he asks this question from Chaim Knievsky, there's always buildings and trees. So he answers something, I'm not sure what he means, but I think he means, he said that a person walks kaseda on a shvil, on a path, that has sun and shade, and one foot in the sun, one foot in the shade, constantly, that's when there's an isser. However, stop and going from one to another, because that happens to be the way it's in the street, there is no issa. The only issa is to walk one foot in the sun, one foot in the shade, kaseder. That's what it sounds like. What? I ain't sure of his words, I'm not even sure if that's what he means, but that's what I think he means. And the lacha of Meshavua ends off with the last lacha. The last lacha of Meshavua ends off. Sorry? The guy said, sitting in the sun is fine, it can't be Becham Letzel. No, it's not Kaseid, it wasn't one Cham, one for the Cham, one for himself. He was, he had to go Kaseid, one Cham, one himself. So you could go to the Tzel. Becham Letzel, I think it means at the same time, one puts the Cham, one for himself, and keep going that way. Why? It's a Medrash in Eichon, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes. It's in Pashtun Nosoi, and it's in Inim Sakona. Again, they say else this, the shade, Ketamiri, shaylet upon you, and it's very dangerous. The word Ketamiri also means it's the malach of the shade. Therefore, it's exer against someone who is in the shade. Sorry? 3 weeks. All this is 3 weeks. Shavuot B'Tamas, not only that, of course, from Chodesh Tamas until Tisha B'Av. The Mishabur ends off with a Kavanos Arizal Kosov. The Arizal writes, She's Abel B'Yom Marheim, Acher Chatzia Yoim. V'yivka k'moy chatzis shor, a person should misabel do avelis for half after chatzia yoyim and should cry for a half hour. Right, a person should cry for a half hour.
3 weeks and 9 days.
During the 3 weeks, the mishmur at the last halacha and tovkuf don aleph is from the reason a person has to cry a half hour misabel the base of mikdash for after chatzia yoyim.
The Bris can read from you what he Korelai Moed writes.
After
Chatzi Yoyim. The big down of Chavetz Chaim himself, he did it. Chatzos. He said a half hour. So the big down of Chavetz Chaim himself did two Chatzos during the day and the night. So just to what Korelai Moed says, even though we seem to not do the meaning of Arizal, b'taina with excuse, we don't have the koyach to cry for a half hour. The kol mokoyim v'im efshali potable klum, is it possible to pat himself with nothing? If you can't cry, I will efshalim at tehillim. Rapsukim b'li livkoyis. Tamzesho v'harbein. Half hour cry is not easy, not simple, it's very hard, you have to be in Baal Madrego, it's almost a Baal Nefesh, be machbe for it. However, you can't do it with 30 seconds, sit down, think for a minute, know what the Avelis is, what we had, what the Chorban was, what we had, what we have now, or what we will have, something that we could do, everyone can do for maybe not a half hour, but You shouldn't pat yourself without anything. Another halacha that's not put down in Shulchan Aruch, but everyone talks about, can you go on Tehillim during the 3 weeks, or can you go swimming during the 3 weeks, let's say in the Yam, into the ocean. So the Mekor HaChaim, the Chavasur writes, and Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaSabeinu, they all say, Mirkadin, it's mortar. We don't see anywhere there's a gzeiro against going swimming in the Yam, and that there's no Isser, I'm going on Tehillim. However, all three and all the say, all the kitzeswam on the 3 weeks, all say, however, nochilim noya, since it's a mazel, it's not katam the mazel, it's asakono, a person doing 3 weeks should not go swimming in the yam, and you should not go into Tehillim when it's dangerous. Say, Chema brings down, even in one city, they made a takon against it, they exer against it, they could not do 3 weeks go into Tehillim or go swimming in the yam. However, Mika didn't is mutter, however, it's something that's correct that a person should not go swimming in the yam because it's dangerous, do it in the Aruch HaRebbeinu. I don't know. It's also everything is the same thing. You should try the might, anything that can put yourself matzmos sakano. The Aruch HaRebbeinu, when people were asking him, he told his yilodim, his kids, or his enochoch, they should not go. He asked them to go swimming during the 3 weeks. But the Chazon Ish himself did go swimming during the 3 weeks, walked out for health reasons. And the Chazon Ish stopped during the 9 days, even though Mikadin was mutter, he said, "I'll still Hashem." But as health reasons, I'm not allowed to, because you're for health, Mikadin is mutter. Now it's time to go swimming, something a person should not do. In 3 weeks? No, the 9 days, I'll still Hashem. 3 weeks, no chill Hashem. You always make it. Yeah, he helped, as health reasons, he held the atu. It's not simcha. The place can say nothing to do with simcha. There's a mishnah that says there's no independent mind for simcha during the 3 weeks. Very strange. But he says the gemara says mishnah nifas av mind for simcha. Beforehand, not. Kasha. I don't know. I ask people. I haven't got a good answer to this question. But he says whatever it says over here and nothing more. You can't make up your own things for mind in simcha. It's a shayatzim in sefkotin memches. I don't know what he means, but that's what he says.
Swimming the 9 days, that's all simple?
No, swimming is stammer, suchitza, can't take a shower, so can't go swimming. Stammer can go swimming. Suchitza. So again, this is the Sukumo we mentioned, as a minig a person should not be mekel, because either it's a iser deraisa, according to Cham Soifu, according to all the iser abonon. Marriage, we are machmanatu, however, the shtatev to mikadin is mutter. Please zemer, listen to music all year round, where place can hold, also you should be machmur. Waking up to music, lechura is also according to everybody. Listening to music on a tape that someone's saying with his mouth is machlok is a poiskim, and to atzvus if you're sad or depressed, rather it's mutter. Dancing macholos for machmer, shev brachos, the three different cheats is exactly what do, either everything's also, everything's mutter, or dafka klizemer is also. The taking a haircut, we are machmer in 3 weeks, lel yud zayin, the moish says only tzara godel yishlohakal, cutting your nails, I didn't mention, but the cutting nails, everyone agrees is mutter, there's no tzara at all. Bots of yayin, mechab bing zayin yish. During 3 weeks, Taz says, no more call to be machmer with 3 weeks cutting nails.
9 days.
9 days, then it's machmer like a different halacha. For Shabbos, not for Shabbos. But 3 weeks, no sarela. Boss of Yain, the machab brings down, there's into be machmer. There's a yesh, shama machmer, we're not machmer, it seems. A tainus, also machab brings down to be machmer. However, Tam Chokhmer should not be machmer because Muratim and Toiro. Shechionu, machab says again also, it's Toiro Lizar, not say Shechionu, because the man itself is not Shechionu. However, on Shabbos, machloikis mishbus on Shabbos, a vadik mekel. Going yichidi is aser unless you eat an ear. You should not hit a person, it's also dangerous. Sakana. Mecham l'tzel, what it means, one foot mecham, one foot l'tzel is aser also. The avelis, a person should try to cry a little bit. Chol apachos, yeshirishli potib leklom, a little bit should sit down for a half minute and think about the chorban every day. And going swimming in the ocean, or going to yul, mikad is mutter, and toiv l'mnoya. Just like to end off with a story I read in the Pesach Ron. It was Morami, so maybe everyone else also. He says in the Long the Maggid's journey, a story that seemed in, there's a camp in central Indiana in the 1960s that they came to camp the first day. They had a new thing that this year they're going to make the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to make a model of the Beis HaMikdash. So they gave out every camp, every bunk. Gave everyone one bunk to make the Mizbeach, one bunk to make the Shulchan, one bunk to make the Menorah. Everyone to build something different. And they hoped to have it ready within 5 weeks by visiting day. So the kids of the whole camp got involved with it. They learned about the Kabbonis, about the how to build everything, what the, each Kelim meant, what to do with it. And the kids they had it ready by Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av, and they brought all the Kelim down to the lobby, and they put it there for everyone to look at. That year, Tisha B'Av was Thursday like it was. It's going to be this year, Thursday. And they decided they could take out all the Kelim and put it outside. After the Sudam of Sekis, they're going to bring everyone, sit down around the Kelim, and they're going to speak about the Beis HaMikdash. So it's after Sudam of Sekis, everyone wearing sneakers, it's the sun's setting, and the directors are speaking about what it was to be early regal, to come to Beis HaMikdash, the millions of Yidin, the Achsus of Klai Yisrael, the Simchus of Klai Yisrael, until Klai Yisrael started doing Averis. And Yirmiyahu started warning them. Yirmiyahu said, if you don't just keep doing Averis, you can get destroyed. And you know what happened? And it happened. And what happened? A ball of fire came out from a tree and shot down and hit all the Kelim and all the smile based of Mikdosh. It seemed that they planned out that a counselor took a shmatis with kerosene and he lit on fire and they soaked all the Kelim and the whole model with kerosene and everything went up in flames. Everything. And the kids see this and there's people like, they start running to it, seeing what to do. They get a shock, or some people start crying, and people turn away. They can't look at it. The Beis HaMikdash is burning. It's burning in front of their own eyes. Except one thing, they had the western wall, the coastal, that they soaked with water, and that was still standing. That's the only thing standing right over there. That's standing. And it's Mount Pandemonium, and none of the cameras knew about it. Some of the councils didn't know about it. And people, it's a depressing thing. This thing, hard work. The Beis HaMikdash up in flames. So after about 15 minutes, the director said, "You people here, you're all upset and sad. This is Eitzim Avodim. This is wood. You put energy, a small amount of time, effort. You paint it a little bit. You put energy. Last kama v'kama, the Beis HaMikdash. The Bizman is there. We don't have the Koyanim doing the Avodah. The Levim are not doing the Shiva. We don't have the Bezim over there with the Sanhedrin. Last kama v'kama, how much tzara and how much pain we have to feel." With that, they went into Eicha. And they felt at least something more that year. As the Pesach Kron ends off the story, one of the kids, younger campers, said to the counselor, "So do you think in 3 days we'll be able to rebuild it and have it ready for visiting day? Think we'll be able to have it ready?" And sadly, he didn't learn his lesson. He didn't understand the lesson, the child. The Pesach Kron ends off. And us, after 1900 years, sadly, neither did we. Neither did we.
Kidim umachailis. They both mean to dance around in a circle. Rikidim could be even by one person. Machoilis is by a lot of people. Ein Gemara at the end of Tainus. A correction.